because some of the employees may know that they are serving Lord here, or some of the employees may not know that they are serving Lord here. They may think, I am doing a nurse job, I am doing a doctor's job, I am doing a housekeeping job, I am doing XYZ job. But this is a place where everybody who is doing whatever service here, sincerely, without duplicity in mind, without cheating propensity in mind, if anybody is serving here and he doesn't know about Lord, or knows about the Lord, or doesn't know about the Lord mostly, even his service or her service is connected to God here. Because you may put money in all the boxes on the road, suppose. But some box may go to some good charitable services, some box may be cheated and it may be going to wrong services. Or you may put letter in all so-called red boxes on the road, but only the bona fide box will take the letter to the destination where you are intending to send. Right? You may, every box may look like red box and bona fide box, but your letter may not reach whom you write to. So this is a place, like other places, wherever you serve, you are serving. But maybe the institute has aim of making money, or the institute has aim of making very famous institute, to make that name into industry. But mostly it is money. Whatever other tags you can give, but mostly it is money only. But this one institute, we can surely say that this institute is not made for money. This institute is made so that all kinds of people who have a kind heart can get connected to the Supreme Lord. Through IT, through nursing, through medicine, through accounts, through MRD, through CSSD, through administration, through reception, billing, customer care services, through charity services, medical, social working. Through all the services, you are actually having an opportunity to get connected to the Lord directly. Without even barrier of religion, of various kinds of religious people also can be here, and their services will be acknowledged and registered at the lotus feet of the Lord. That is why we are all extremely grateful to everybody who joins here and works here and does service here. Maybe for a short period of time, maybe for a long period of time, maybe as her, like she is for 1 month over here. Maybe somebody like Sachin is 3 years here, outsourced from other company, serving here. Or maybe like all of you who are working full-time here as an employee. Why we are grateful to you? Because, first of all, no one can join here unless our Gurudev Prabhupada sanctions. Although he is in photograph and in DT down, don't think he is not there. He is very much there. I have got complete, you know, at my heart, realization that Srila Prabhupada is very much here. And he is the boss here. He is the Swami here, controller here. Without his permission, no one gets in. Without his permission, no one can get out. That is how it is. Even at the level of patients, or at the level of staff members, at the level of doctors, at the level of housekeeping, at the level of outsourced employees in housekeeping, whichever capacity, whoever comes in this environment, in this atmosphere, is mainly patient, because who was in large number. Employees are fixed number. Patients are in large number. Maybe double the number of employees every day patient come in per day here. So all of them are, unless they are pious, they cannot get to come in this atmosphere. A grossly sinful person cannot enter in this atmosphere. He will leave for whatever reasons. He will not be able to. Prabhupada will filter him out immediately. Because grossly sinful person cannot come and contaminate the atmosphere here, which is being made so pure with so much of efforts. Whatever is today available to you is out of lot of effort and planning and persuasion and follow-up. Whatever you have is there today. So that's why we have firm faith that whoever can come in here is not by my interview or my signature. First of all, he comes in only because of his sanction, then only I interview. We are throwing applications everywhere in the world, but only those who are qualified to come here, they come. And then they serve. And then they get prasad, and then they get the festivals, and then they get the prayers, and good spiritual thoughts are falling on the ears, you know. So that's why we are very grateful to all of you who are working here. And if you think that you are working very sincerely, without duplicity, without cheating propensity, without some malice in the mind, then you are most fortunate, because then you will get maximum mercy from the Supreme Lord. And that's why we are more grateful to you. And my prayer is, I have been saying on several of occasions, on several of festivals, and especially on my birthday, whenever people are gathering, I always say one line without fail, that I want to see that every member, which is ex and current family member of Bhaktivedanta Hospital, should join their hands and go together, all of us, back home, back to the house of God, the Supreme Lord's house, you know. Because neha bikramanashusti pratyavayona vidyate svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. Even little service, knowingly or unknowingly, done to the Supreme Lord is never wasted, never goes in vain, and is always taken into account by the Lord, and Lord never forgets it. Even the person who does it, he forgets, the Lord never forgets it. And trayate mahato bhayat, that little service what you have done, knowingly or unknowingly, but sincerely you have done. I again and again repeat the word, sincerely, without duplicity, without cheating propensity, and honestly, if you have done that service, Lord will never forget your service which you have done here. And that service will help you to save yourself from the mahato bhayat, from the greatest danger. Lord will save you from that. Now what is the greatest danger according to you?
Death.
One is death. What else do you think is greatest danger? Huh? What is that?
Punarjanma
is another danger. What another dangerous thing you think in life is there?
Old age.
Disease. She already said rebirth, so birth already included. Huh?
Pain.
Suffering. What else? Madam Vaidehi, what do you think? All these are valid fears. Losses. You may think, oh, suddenly I'll lose all my money. I may lose my position, lose my job. My husband may leave. Lot of beloveds. Grievance. What is that?
Dear ones.
And somebody may say that I lost the position as wife. My husband divorced me. My wife divorced me. I lost a position of a husband, a father, whatever. All these are very dear to us. This, it may not give money to you as being father, but being father is such an honor. Being mother is such an honor. But my dear friends, the greatest danger, including all these things, is forgetfulness of God. Because that is the cause of all the fears that you mentioned just now. Because you forget God, birth is there, old age is there, disease is there, and other living entity troubling you is there, loss is there, pain is there, suffering is there, rebirth is there. All these sufferings are only because you forgot God. So that greatest fear of forgetfulness of God is saved. You are saved from that fear. What is the response of the Lord when you serve Him? Lord will always keep you remembering Him. And He will not forget you. He will also remember you, and He'll keep making you remember Him. That is Lord's response when you serve Him. The receipt. And the receipt is there that you served. The receipt is that He will give His remembrance to you. And His remembrance is the greatest savior from all the dangers of life. So, because she remained connected, so she is still chanting the name of the Lord, is following principles, is attending yatras, attending some satsang programs. And we keep discussing, she asks questions, I answer. And she wants to, whatever she wants to do, she wants to keep always part of it for service to Lord, to the cows. So all that thought process happens only when you are in touch with Krishna consciousness or God consciousness. Without Krishna consciousness or God consciousness, these good thoughts can never arise in your mind. Yesterday, Dr. Sankhe and we were in the core group meeting. We were discussing very beautiful subject matter, which I would like to share with all of you. And all of us, maybe, I'm assuming, and I will request all of you, that all of you should be regularly chanting the holy name of the Lord. Some of you who are not chanting, please do it every day. Don't become lazy, because human life is very precious. It will go like this. It will not wait for you. And then if you repent, there is no time for correction after you repent. Time is already gone. Time will never come back for you to give, oh, gave me some bonus 15 years, now I can chant. No, now is the only time that you have to chant. There is no other time. And when we chant, we are supposedly to be with God. At least when we chant. But even when we chant also, our mind is here and there, you know, by default wandering here and there. Distractions, so many worries coming. Yesterday what happened, and yesterday who spoke to me what. Everything is bothering you when the first thing in the morning you are chanting. So what to speak of when you are not chanting? When you are working? Then we are fully absorbed in what we are doing. So it is said that by default our setting is thinking and working for our own self in Maya. There are two things, for our own self and for Maya. This is by default setting. You don't have to even know yourself what is happening with you. You by default go in that setting. When you start the vehicle, the light is on in the car. After some time, the light dims off and goes away. Or when you are not wearing the belt, it will keep on ting, 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 ting. It's by default setting. You don't have to ask the car, why today you did not ring. It's a default setting. Default setting matlab, it's already set there. It's already fixed. Software is set. That it, if you don't wear seat belt, it will ring. Or after some time you drive the car 5 minutes, then immediately all the locks will be closed. All door locks will be automatically closed. And if you stop the car in 1 second, automatically all locks will be open. That's a default setting. And if you don't like that, for example, then you have to change the default setting. Maybe you have to go to company, a higher level, and change the setting, then you will have whatever you want. Vaise, when we have come down to the material world and accepted this beautiful body that we have and are now living without God here, the setting is what? Serve Maya. Serve yourself. You are in the center. And you are the center of your own life. You, your pleasure, your happiness, your goals, your desires are the important thing that matter. So as soon as we chant, maybe some sincere chanter will always chant keeping God in mind. At least for those 2 hours, 1 hour, half an hour, whatever, in 2 hours, maybe half an hour we are with God, 1.5 hour mind is distracted. But at least we are trying to keep Lord in the center. But after 2 hours, by default, all of us so-called devotees also slip into that default setting of Maya. And we forget. And that is where real test comes. When Krishna says, Naki, if you remember me at the moment of death, you will come back to me. That will happen only when your default setting is Krishna conscious, not Maya conscious. When your default setting, by default, it goes into Krishna only. Whatever you do, whatever you work, whatever you service you perform, whatever worship you do, whatever pranams you do, whomever you meet, if consciously you are aware of the Supreme Lord and your words and your actions and your behavior is in consciousness of Lord's presence in your life, then only you can hope that you'll remember the Lord at the moment of death. Even if you practice 2 hours of concentrated, attentive chanting, and if you are not focusing on 22 hours of the day, then also there is a danger that you will not remember Him. Because majority of the time is in forgetfulness of God, and 2 hours are in thinking of the Lord. So what will dominate? Domination will be of the forgetfulness of God. So there are more likely chances that you will forget the Lord. So who is the devotee? Satatam kirtayanto maam yatantascha dhradvrataha. It doesn't mean that we 24 hours we sing Hare Krishna Mahamantra and nothing else we do. What is the meaning of satatam kirtayanto maam? That means whatever he does is for the Lord. Prabhupada even said that when you are typing the book of the Lord, Something you are writing a book and typing, that is also kirtan. When you are serving, you are building a temple of the Lord, when thak, thuk, tri, tron, tron, all kinds of sounds are coming, even that is kirtan because that is meant for the Lord. You are reading something, that's also kirtan. You are cooking for the Lord, that's also kirtan. Everything is meant, when it is meant for glorifying or serving the Lord, it is kirtan. So not necessarily you have to be with kartal and mridang only for 24 hours. So when Krishna says, satatam kirtayanto mam, that means he's always engaged in my service. And yatantascha dridavrataha. What is drida? Firm. He is dridavrataha. He is firmly convinced about whatever he is doing and for whom he is doing. There is no doubt, there is no confusion, there is no bewilderment what to do. He is clearly convinced about what he is doing it for. Whether he is sweeping the floor or worshipping the deities or doing his work in some company. He is doing it in that consciousness only. And that is what we have to try to change our default setting. By birth you have come with that default setting. By activity and by desire you have to change that setting. So it is said that your 2 hours of whatever number of hours you chant every day is actually depending upon how you spend next 22 hours of the day. And your next 22 hours of the day depend upon how you chant in those 2 hours of the day. So both are interdependent. The way you chant for those 2 hours of the day with full attention and concentration, prayer in the heart, gratitude and thankfulness and honesty and sincerity, to that degree your other 22 hours will manifest in your behavior, how you are. And if you consciously act for the Lord while you are working or doing your job or doing your duties, that will determine how you will chant next morning. And both are very important, extremely important. That's why, you know, you are suppose a baniya businessman, and you do your really sincerely prayer in the morning, and you finish your prayer, and then you go out and start cheating everybody and manipulating everybody and money, you know, you just do whatever is needed for business without any conscience in the heart. Then your chanting in the morning will not yield any effect. Any result only will not come. Because you are not convinced that my life has to be Krishna conscious or God conscious. You only think my 2 hours are Krishna conscious is okay, and then business is all business only. I don't want to mix up. You know, my things are very clear. I don't want to mix up two things. It is nothing like two things in life actually. There is only one thing in life, service to God. And if you don't understand that, that means we are only bogus devotees. We are not real devotees. You understand that there is only one thing in life. There is nothing like this is different, that is different. My married life is different. My job is different. My homework is different and my everything is different. I am very clear about it. When I am in kitty party, I am different. And I am in work, I am different. And I am with my husband and wife, I am different. There is nothing like that for devotees. There is no compartmentalization for a devotee. A devotee is always, wherever he is, whatever he is, only working for the Lord only. That's why when you meet such a devotee, immediately when you meet a devotee like that, you will feel very enlivened. That vibration overwhelms you. That vibration impresses you, influences you, enlivens you. When you meet such a devotee, whose every action is for the Lord, constantly thinking how to serve the Lord. Such a person when you meet, he doesn't have to talk about God to you also. He may have some little business with you, maybe as a patient he comes to you and you are talking only about diet with him. You never converse with him about God, but you come about something diet, but the way he will interact with you, that even interaction, so-called non-Krishna conscious interaction, because he's a devotee of that kind, will influence your heart. His etiquettes, his behavior, the way he talks to you, you will immediately know he's a devotee. He has not talked to me any about Krishna, but still I know it is a devotee. Which also means that everybody who is in devotee dress is not a devotee. That also is true. So we are trying to talk about that devotee here who is devotee at heart, not in the dress, not in the kantimala and not in the tilak. That is also essential, but that doesn't make you 100% devotee at heart. And when Krishna says, because Arjuna asked him, who is your devotee? How does he talk? How does he walk? How does he conduct himself? What are his thought processes? So he said that. Sutatam kirtayanto maam yatantascha dhradvratah. He is never deviated. He never gets baffled. He always remains fixed. In difficulties, in happiness, in sorrow, in pain, in pleasures, he remains fixed. He doesn't get shaken. You can get shaken, but still he wants to remain unshaken. He may get attacked by some big test, some mishap, and he may get shattered, but he will still like to be fixed on the Lord's path. He will gather himself and again go back on the same path. He will seek help and will desire to go back in the same path. And all such kind of opportunities are there for you here. So don't take your employment here very lightly. Just part of employment. Go 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, come back 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. Take salary, be sincere employee. It's very good. You're still part of the mission. But if you appreciate the opportunity that you have got to work here as an opportunity given to you by God. Because sometimes what happens, my Guru Maharaj always says, he says that you all people will never know what kind of influence and impact you are creating in the world. You will never know because you are already in here. Effect is somewhere else. When I travel, I understand how many people are benefited by Bhaktivedanta Hospital. And then I can understand how many people get influenced. He said, even when I mention about you in my classes in some big business concert, wherever business symposium or conference, the kind of reception is there for that thought process is so laudable, so wonderful. Who have not been here, those people who have somehow given up their devotional practices due to some reason in the past, they have not come here to Bombay to see here, but even by hearing about this hospital, they have come back to their devotional life again. He said that Maharaj said, you will never meet them. I meet them. You will never meet them as employees. Those who left Krishna consciousness a couple of years back and now they have again come back to the fold of Krishna consciousness. So he said, that's why you will never know. So some people who are in the ocean or people who live near the bank of the river, they will never know what is the meaning of water in the area where water is very scarcely available. Jahan pani ki tanchai hai, वहाँ पर पानी प्राप्त होना मतलब कितना इम्पोर्टेंट होता है वो आपको कभी समझेगा ही नहीं बिकॉज यू आर स्टेइंग इन द बैंक ऑफ द रिवर. यू विल नेवर नो व्हेन यू ट्रैवल टू द वाटर नो वाटर एरिया एंड देन वन ग्लास ऑफ वाटर इज लाइक मेजर्ड एंड गिवन टू यू दैट टाइम यू नो इन माई प्लेस ऑफ एबंडेंस ऑफ वाटर इज देयर. आई डोंट माइंड टेकिंग शावर बाथ एंड वॉशिंग माई रिंसिंग माई क्लोथ्स 5 times देन 1 time एवरीथिंग इज रेशेंट rinsing pots, rinsing clothes, how many times to take, how much water to take per bath, half water, half bucket, one bucket, it's all rationed. I'm not used to such kind of rationing of water. So then you understand. Then when you come back home again, then you know, oh, I'm so fortunate. I'm right next to the river. I can gargle 15 times after food. There is only 1 time because there is no water only. Whatever glass is given to you for drinking, you drink half and half you keep for gargling. So when we are in, sometimes we don't realize. So somebody from outsiders who visit, when we give them round, they appear to be so impressed and so happy and so bubbling with enthusiasm that they want to tell everybody, you must go there. And that you and me don't feel. We are every day here. We don't feel. What's so great that they feel? Because they have come from dry area. When they see something like this, they are like amazing. One of our sannyasis, he is a great friend of our Guru Maharaj and he always visits here, Niranjan Swami. He had some food poisoning. These American stomachs are very sensitive and suddenly you can digest everything like Bhima. Like poison also, he digested. And we also eat Pani Puri, kuch nahi hota humko. Nothing happens, we do any water, any drink, nothing happens. But if they drink that water, start motion like anything. So he had some food and everybody had that food, but nothing happened to anybody, but he had real diarrhea. And so much diarrhea that he couldn't even get up. So people just lifted him and brought him to Bridge Candy Hospital. Now Bridge Candy Hospital, everybody knows, posh hospital, Everything is so big name is there. And then he was admitted, he was given IV medication, sab diya unko. And then my Guru Maharaj went to meet him as a friend, you know, how are you? So they went something like lunchtime. And then how, you know, your boy comes with a covered plate and keeps on the trolley and serve lunch for you. And then he goes away and then he comes after 1 hour, take the plate away, right? So suddenly somebody came and put the plate and they were talking. So Radhana Swami just said, oh, let me see what they are serving you for lunch. And funnily he opened the plate and it was chicken masala there in the plate. While all dietitian, everybody was informed ki, I don't take this and all. You are in your history, it's all there, but still by mistake it was still there. When that he saw, instantly he took discharge from there. And he straight came to Bhaktivedanta Hospital. Because that time he was okay. He was like, his BP was all right, he was hydrated and his electrolytes were all right. He was not that weak when he was brought down there. So he took opportunity, didn't take lunch, straight came here and took lunch over here. And then he got 17 days he stayed here. And when he got discharged, he was saying, I don't feel like getting discharged. So usually hospital means we want to get discharged immediately. We are counting, we are only chanting one mantra. When I am going to get discharged? The only one mantra we chant, right from the day of admission, the moment of admission to the moment of discharge. Kab discharge karoge? But I don't feel like getting discharged here. This is what he said. So, I give one small example to you. What about not attending calls? What about RMO nurses having affairs at the emergency or at the ICU table? What about cheating people? What about doing tests which are not necessary? What about increasing stay which is not necessary? What about doing surgeries which are not necessary? What about doing so many things are there? What about writing prescriptions which are not necessary? You need 4 medicines, but doctor will write 15 medicines because he's getting commission from every medicine that he's prescribing. And there are so many more things. MRI is done not necessarily. CT scan done not necessarily. Mammography done not necessarily. Blood test done not necessarily. There are so many things are going outside. You know, everything is corrupt. And if you happen to work there, you will also partake of the sins that are taking place there. If you earn your money from a wrong business company, suppose you are employed, you don't know. You are in the front desk, but that company actually is a smuggling company, a mafia company. You don't know. You are just, you will never know also, maybe by policy. But if you are earning your money and bread and butter from such a company which is destroying the country for whatever food material or alcohol or drugs or smuggling materials or anything, then you are partaking with that sins also. I learned this very lately. Huh? I mean, I knew this grossly, but in detail I learned this from Srimad Bhagavatam when Krishna's story comes, when Krishna is about to kill Kamsa. When Krishna went in that arena of wrestling, so in front of the door only, the elephant was there, Kualaya Pita. Before he even entered, that elephant attacked him. He was a drunk and fully intoxicated elephant, and he attacked him and then he killed him. And with the Hastidanta, what is that called, ivory on the shoulder, which he plucked from his body, he just entered the arena, Krishna and Balram. And then Chandur and Mushtika came. And Chandur and Mushtika, Shal and Toshal, they were and Kuta, 5 big world champion wrestlers whose bodies were like mountains. And Krishna Balaram was small, delicate, 10-year-old children. In front of them, if somebody like mountain, you know, like, so Mr. Universe comes, for example, the biggest guy, biggest muscles and expert in wrestling, and you are supposed to fight with that 10-year boy, so all the audience like you who are gentle ladies will feel bad. Hey, this is injustice, you know, this is not good. They are concise, so cruel. He is putting them in front of such a big wrestler. They will crush them into pulp. It's not good. It's very sinful to do like this. What if they get killed? They are such delicate children. This is what they are, who is saying this? Some ladies who are gentle ladies in the audience. They also have come for festival. But when they see that this injustice is being done, you know what this week speak next? They say that even staying here and watching this happen, big wrestlers attacking young boys, is a sin. And sitting here and watching that is also participating in the sin. Let us all quit this arena of wrestling arena and go home. Otherwise, we'll be also contaminated with the sin that our king is performing. That time, when those slokas were going on in temple, I understood that if you unknowingly participate into activity which is sinful, you are not sinful, but you are working in a sinful atmosphere, and you partake of all the sins. For example, to make you understand very nicely, if you are a receptionist in an abortion center, you are not doing abortion. You are only enrolling, you are only making case paper and taking money and giving hisab and going home. You are sweeping there. You are ayabai. You are sweeping the floor there every day and you don't do anything about abortion. Your just job is to clean everything. You are a plumber over there. And there are some nurses and doctors, they are rightly involved. But there are so many in that center who are not involved. But because your salary comes from that place, you will be equally implicated in the sin of committing abortion, murdering a small child. You may be a driver, but you are transporting meat from one place to another, from place of production to place of sale. You don't know anything what's there behind. You are just, bhar gaya kya? Okay, start. Kaha chhodna hai? Reliance Fresh, Mira Road. You don't even touch it. You sit there, somebody else is downloading and giving to the Reliance Fresh. But even if you are a driver of that kind, you will be implicated in the sin of killing an animal. So now I am telling all these stories to you. Because you are working in an atmosphere which is fully pure. Purpose of the institute where you are working is also pure. Mission for which the institute is run is also very pure. And you are one of the employees. You may not be doing the charity what we are doing. You may not be coming to the camp and whatever we are doing, you are not participating. We are doing dietitian job, maybe reception job here or unconnected job. But because you are participating into an activity of an institute which is spiritual, you will get all the spiritual benefit of working here. And that was my initial point with which I began my class today. Because you are participating into this atmosphere, you are first of all free of all the sins, and second of all you will be connected knowingly or unknowingly to the Supreme Lord. So regularly we need to be reminded what is our good fortune. Especially when we have a complaint, first think of what fortune we have. Suppose you don't like your husband and you have argument and this and that. So how we counsel such kind of people? I say, count all the good things that your husband has done for you in the past. And then think whether it is worth a complaint or whether it can be adjusted and can be compromised and can be settled. Or someone who comes for divorce, for example, abhi nahi rehna hai mujhe, abhi bahut ho gaya, abhi it's like too much. Again we tell them, you sit down and think what all good things he has done for you, what all bad things you have done to him, and what all bad things, just see. And you will always find that although I am very angry with him now, but he has done really some good things for me in the past. And when we are angry and we have complained, we forget all the good things that has happened, and we only remain bad things which will make our point successful, which will make our point stand in the discussion. So this is only how we can solve conflict. See, everybody has fault. You also have, me also have, everybody has. As a husband I have faults, as a wife, my wife has fault, as a husband you have fault. Everybody has all faults. But everybody also has good qualities and they have obliged us. So I say, I want to resign from Bhaktivedanta Hospital now. But then take a breath and sit down and relax and think what all good things Bhaktivedanta has done for me since I joined here. And believe me, unlimited things will come. The free consultation that I got, the free samples that I got, and the delivery the way my gynecologist did for me, and the hospital also gave me one room in the middle of the night and the rainy night when I came here with pain. They gave me a room here to wait and have proper condition. I also stayed after delivery one day here because it's too rainy. I couldn't travel to my home. So I'm just giving example to you. So maybe my house was flooded in the rains and the hospital provided cot to me and this to me and that to me. Or in Vrindavan, when there was Jamuna floods, The employee came with full family to stay in the hospice, you know, because full house is underwater. So 1 week they stayed, and we fed them, we allowed them to stay, and they walked, and then helped them to also settle down in the house afterwards. But when we get angry, na, all things appear to be deleted in the brain, and we only remember that, I don't like this, I want to resign. But we have to remind, we don't say that we are perfect, everything is perfect here. Everybody is perfect here, everything is perfect here, nobody speaks bad here, everything is good here, and nobody shouts here. Aisa kabhi claim nahi kar sakte, because we are in the material world here. And right in the middle of the material world, we are conducting our activities. So the influence of outside world is there, because we go out in the outside world and come back again to work here. So that much time we are at home and we come back again here. TV is there, people are there, society is there, building is there, dogs are there barking, everything is there. Everything influences, and then we come back. So we are not pure devotees. No, none of us are saintly pure devotees of Mahatmas. Satam kirtayanto mam, nitanta siddhada vrataha. None of us are that level. So some faults are expected. But as long as the purpose by which we are here is very good, the mission is very good, we are very fortunate. But outside, when you leave, however much money they will give you, more than what we are paying you, or I am getting paid, Dr. Sankhe, Dr. Dalal, anybody, if they leave and sit outside, they'll make 3 times more money than what they are earning here now. But the moment they step out, corruption, sins, cheating, everything will be bathing them from top. They will be drowned. And 3 times more money they will get, but they will not sleep in the night satisfactorily. So, are there any questions? So Narad Muni, kahan chale gaye? Because I did not tell story of Narad Muni, he left. He thought, I will tell Narad Muni story. Anyway, still I will tell, because I am anyway recording. Narad Muni is one of the greatest devotees of the Lord. You cannot imagine how exalted Narad Muni is. But somehow in Marathi world, he has been, you know, portrayed as a very cause of jhagadas and cause of conflicts, and he's Kalisa Narad, you know, we say him. And whenever Narad Muni's name is taken, or any movie or any serial, Narad Muni comes, everybody laughs, you know, oh, Narad Muni has come. The way he is and the way he is presented, like his tall shikha hanging like this, antenna, and the way he talks, the way even the directors direct him to act. But Narad Muni is one of the most exalted devotee of the Lord. He is number 2 in the line from Krishna. Can you imagine this? In the hierarchy. Krishna, Brahma and Narad. Next is Narad. Second in position. Imagine. And Narad Muni is... Kiske guru nahi hai wo? Imagine. Any yuga you talk about, he has disciples. Prahlad is his disciple. Dhruva is his disciple. Huh? You just name Rugrari is his disciple, the hunter. Kahan kahan ke log unke disciple hai? Valmiki is disciple. Any age you take, Satya Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, Treta Yuga, sab jagah ke aapko bade bade, bade bade mahatma log, Narad Muni ke disciple milenge aapko. And what all he has not done? When Prahlad was in the womb of his mother, at that time, I'll tell you one story to you before we end. Where all Narad Muni reaches, imagine. ऐसे उनका भगवान ने इनको इतना पावर दिया है, इतना नॉलेज, इतना डिवोशन, इतना सेंटिमेंट. ये जगन्नाथ जी जो हमारे पास है, वो बिकॉज ऑफ नारद मुनि ओनली. नारद मुनि सॉ देम एंड टुक बेनेडिक्शन फ्रॉम लॉर्ड कि इस रूप में आप आओगे जगन्नाथपुरी में और सब दुनिया को दर्शन दोगे. मैं तो ले लिया दर्शन, आई एम हैप्पी, बट आई एम नॉट सेटिस्फाइड विद दैट. आई वॉन्ट एवरीबडी टू टेक दर्शन. सो आई लॉर्ड आई आस्क अ बेनेडिक्शन फ्रॉम यू दैट यू विल कम इन द सेम फॉर्म इन द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड एंड गिव दर्शन फॉर ऑल द टाइम टू कम टू एवरीबडी इन द वर्ल्ड. एक आदमी की वजह से जगन्नाथ जी का ये लीला हम सबको मिल रहा है. सो दैट सेम नारद मुनि, डेमीगॉड्स अटैक डिमन्स बिकॉज हिरण्यकश्यप वेंट फॉर तपस्या. द बिग बॉस वेंट फॉर तपस्या, सो ही वॉज ऑफ ड्यूटी. सो टेकिंग अ चांस, ऑल डिमन्स अटैक्ट द डिमन्स, ऑल डेमीगॉड्स. and they defeated demigods. Demigods defeated. And they came to know that the big boss's wife is pregnant. Wo bhi demon rahega. So they captured her. And they arrested her and they were taking her away. And even in those days, there was a concept of not doing abortion. They didn't want to kill her when she was pregnant. They were ready to wait till she completes her pregnancy and the baby is born and then we'll kill the baby. They could have killed, na, chopped off her head. There are only two people who would have been killed. Finished, na, mother bhi gai, bachcha bhi gai. But they were, their plan was to take her and keep arrested. And then when baby is born, demon baby will kill. So the seed of Hiranyakashipu will not be there. So when they were dragging the Kayadhu, the wife of Hiranyakashipu, who was pregnant for Prahlad, Narad Muni came there and said, Indra, stop. Don't kill this lady. Or don't take her away. No, no, no. The seed of that great demon is in her womb. And we have to finish that also if you want to be successful. He said, no, I know the fetus inside is a great devotee of the Lord. He is not a demon. So give that lady to me. I will keep her in my ashram. I will take care of her. And what he did? He saved her. He took care of her and he preached Srimad Bhagavatam to her. And most of the times she was sleeping and she was distracted also. Because she was worried. उसका हस्बैंड कब आएगा कभी वो फ्री हो जाएगी सो शी वॉज लाइक नॉट अटेंटिव शी कुडंट बी शी वॉज इन टू मच एंग्जाइटी बिकॉज यू नो यू कैन इमेजिन यू आर प्रेगनेंट यू आर अरेस्टेड एंड यू आर इन समबडी इज कस्टडी योर हस्बैंड इज नॉट देयर सो ऑल्दो द ग्रेटेस्ट नॉलेज वॉज गिवन टू हर बाय नारद मुनि शी कुड नॉट रिसीव इट इन अटेंशन शी वॉज स्लीपी और डिस्ट्रैक्टेड बट द बेबी इन द वूम हर्ड इट विद फुल कॉन्सेंट्रेशन एंड ही बिकेम अ ग्रेट डिवोटी एंड ध्रुवा लेफ्ट द किंगडम I want to find a place where nobody will ask me to leave. Adhalsthan, I want. My father kicked me out of his lap. My mother made him leave me from his lap. So I want to go to a place where nobody will ask me to leave that place. So he asked his mother, aisa place kidhar hai? So aisa place to only Supreme Lord can give you. Wo Lord kidhar milta hai? So jo jungle mein milta hai. So he just left, small boy. So who met him on the way? Narad Muni. He said, oh little boy, why are you going to jungle? There are big, big animals there. They are roaring. They are very dangerous. They are very fearful. And there is no food to eat there. They only rob fruits and herbs and roots. And so much danger is there. There are snakes and there is no mummy to sing lullaby to you in the night. And there is nobody there. He said, I don't want anything. So he was testing him to see his determination, how much determined he is. And Narad Muni tested him and he passed the test. Then Narad Muni gave him mantra. He said, you chant Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, like this, like this, like this, and then you will meet Vishnu. And Vishnu will give you the Adhalsthan, the unshakable position. And sure enough, Vishnu appeared to him. He fulfilled all his desires. 36,000 years he lived as a king of Dhruvaloka, which was specially created by Vishnu for him. Another planet only, which is not in the regular creation plan. Separate thing was created for him, fulfilling all his desires. Nobody will kick him away. Whatever, all benedictions were given to that Dhruvaloka. And even today, Dhruvaloka is shining in the sky. Because of whom? Because of Narad Muni. Narad Muni blessed him and guided him, accepted him as disciple. That hunter, Valya, was so cruel. And Narad Muni met him and converted him totally into a devotee of the Lord, transformed him totally. And he was the person who wrote Ramayana before even Lord Ram appeared. So much blessing Narad Muni gave him. But his Vyasadeva was writing scriptures in Himalayas on the order of the Lord. He wrote all scriptures, he was unhappy. And Narad Muni came in because Vyasmuni is Narad Muni's disciple. Imagine, whose guru is he? Vyasadeva's guru. And guided him that if you do not glorify the Supreme Lord in any scripture, then all your other scriptures are useless. They are incomplete because you have not glorified the Supreme Lord enough. So write another scripture glorifying the Supreme Lord. So Narad Muni wrote Srimad Bhagavatam and then he was satisfied. Then he understood that this was lacking. So who told him that this was lacking? Narad Muni. Narad Muni ka bhi main aapko, I can go on telling till evening. the stories of Narad Muni, where all Narad Muni was involved, everywhere. So he is not a person to be laughed at. He is a person who is the greatest devotee of the Lord. He has a boon that he can travel anywhere in any planet, in the spiritual world or a material world, anywhere, in any Vaikuntha, any Loka, any Swarga Loka, any Patal Loka, any Prithvi Loka, any Loka, whichever Vishnu he wants to visit. Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu, Karana Sai Vishnu, Narayana, Sankarsana, Balram, any form of Vishnu in any planet, spiritual or material, he can visit. Any time of the day also. He has got like a free visa for all countries. Permanent free visa, that too with respect and love. Nobody has such kind of entry anywhere in the world. Even in the areas of prohibition also, he is the one who is allowed to go. So Narad Muni has a great role to play in our life. So thank you, Narad Muni. Hare Krishna.